one of the alumni sends the Reitura pretty regularly for Shabbos, like to get them, outdid himself this Purim. He sent three Divrei Torah. He sent one before Purim about the Mitzvah Sayyim, or contributing to a common theme. Then on Purim, he sent another Dvar Torah about Adla Yada, how to drink, what to think when you're drinking, what the purpose is. And then yesterday, after Purim was over, he sent out what he called the Hangover Dvar Torah. The Hangover Dvar Torah was about the sense that a person has after Purim is all over. You sort of feel like you plummeted down to earth. Cinderella became Cinderella again. The coach became a pumpkin. And sometimes, he quotes Rabbi Tursky, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, as saying, sometimes a person can feel a little bit depressed, like Yom Kippur or Purim. Look where I was yesterday, and look where I am today. But Rabbi Tversky pointed out that there's a positive aspect as well. Because if a person feels a sense of loss after Purim, he feels a sense of loss after Yom Kippur, so then he must have achieved something. He must have been someplace great. And that's why he feels a sense of loss that he's not there anymore. So following up on the theme of the Hangover Dvar Torah, I'd like to share with you a couple of impressions of my Purim that I had this year, encased in a vart from the Netziv, in Parshas Kisisa, which very much typifies what I think that I and my family experienced this year with our very special, very unforgettable Purim. And it's also what Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about with HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the Chet HaEgel. Parshas Kisisa starts with the Machzis HaShekel and it moves on to the Keteris. Shemen HaMishcha has a long section about the initiation of the Kehanim, and then it goes on to the Egel HaZahav. The Egel HaZahav, if one can say such a thing, is where Moshe Rabbeinu takes it to the next level. Now, how could it be that a person who stays up in heaven for 40 days and 40 nights is able to take it up a notch? But that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu does. He's up in Shemayim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bnei Yisrael do the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to wipe them out. Moshe Rabbeinu does the unthinkable. He fights with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he wins. And as he goes through the battle of fighting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he senses that there's a time of special opportunity and he asks for something big. The Pasuk says, Vayomar, Moshe says, Hareini na es kivoydecha. He asks Hashem to show him his glory. Vayomar, and Hashem says back to him, Ani avir kol tuvi al panecha. I'm going to pass over all my goodness on your face. Vikarasi b'shem Hashem lefanecha, and I'm going to call out the Shem Havaya in front of you. V'chanoisi es asherachin, v'richamti es asherachin. The Netziv asks the Rashbam before him, what exactly is Moshe Rabbeinu asking for? What does it mean, Hareini na es kivaydecha? What does it mean, show me your glory? And then what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, okay, I'm going to pass over you. I'm going to pass over you and I'm going to call out the Shem Hashem in front of you. Well, what in the world is going on over here? And the Netziv has a long arichas where he tells us a very important yesod. Moshe Rabbeinu, right before this, has asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has his request granted, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu take Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said a Malach is going to take into Eretz Yisrael. You can't handle me taking you into Eretz Yisrael. But now, Moshe Rabbeinu asks, and Hashem says, fine, I'll go with you. But Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that there's a great danger if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Much like, he gives the mashal, much like a mother who has a bad temper or who gets easily upset, and she has this one kid who's great at getting on her nerves. He always makes trouble, he always does things that annoy her. So naturally, there are going to be times that the mother just has to walk out of the room. The mother just has to punish the child, because there's going to be a natural conflict. So that's what's going to happen with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, don't let that happen. Act with what's called Midas Teferis. Rise above that. That even when Klal Yisrael upsets you, you won't destroy them, you won't hurt them. There's going to be another tomorrow. Rise above the system so that there will be unthinkable, that there will be unconditional love. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu asks from Hashem, and he asks for an Eis Ratzon in order for this to happen. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Ponecha, that I'm going to create this Eis Ratzon, and through this we'll develop this very special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always rise above what Klal Yisrael naturally deserves. In a very similar way were my impressions of this Purim. I guess like all families, the Sinowitz family looks forward to Purim as being a very special, memorable day of the year. And for sure, a major part of it is the guys from Yeshiva coming to visit, making the Suda Lebedik, all the people coming in and out. Well, suffice it to say that this year it didn't happen. It really started on Tainus Esther, on my way to Yeshiva, and I get a phone call, 6:45, 6:50 in the morning, that someone was in Telstone who came down with the virus. First, my wife thought that she was going to be in quarantine. Then we thought that Yehuda was going to be in quarantine. My son Yehuda wasn't going to be in quarantine, which was a mad panic. In the end, that didn't pan out. And by the time night had fallen, there was a very calming message that was sent out on the telephones telling us exactly what the situation was. And we thought that as far as we were concerned, going to be fine. One of the boys from Yeshiva called up, pretty frantic, and said, you know, we're hearing a lot of things about Telstone, and, you know, I try to calm him down, but even at the time I said, you know, this is not going to work. I don't know how many people are really going to come tomorrow. But then in the morning, the next day, so we got a phone call from Rabbi Samber, who's privy to privileged information. He has a contact with the mayor, he has a contact with other people. And he told us, well, the latest breaking news is that there are three more people, who were also visiting, and they also came down with the virus. And they're going to make an announcement soon. I already told my guys not to come. What do you say? So at that point, there was a real no-brainer. It wasn't possible to have the guys over anymore. And so I said jokingly last week about canceling Purim, but we canceled Purim. Part of us, I think, was maybe a little bit, you know, relieved, because there's a lot of pressure that goes with it. But on the other hand, there wasn't going to be like Purim, like any Purim, not the same amount of guests. Nobody coming and hopping. But I can honestly say, what was Purim about this year? Purim was about rising above. We were there with the family, really just the immediate family, and we had two neighbors, my parents with us. But I think that all of us who were there can attest to the fact that it was a beautiful, beautiful Suda. Just the fact the family there together, sitting and singing and dancing and just being together by ourselves, gave us a special element that only comes from being together and rising above the normal things that you usually have. I said it last week, and I didn't realize how crazy it was going to get. We're living in crazy, frenzied times. In a certain way, I feel like we don't even know what we're afraid of. We have to be quarantined. We don't have to be quarantined. As I was preparing over here, another two schools closed. All the schools in Israel, the public schools, are closing. Somebody told me today that the professional basketball league, somebody got infected, and now they're shutting down the NBA, b'chvaydo ba'atzmai. The world is shutting down. And it's almost like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing us into our sealed rooms and telling us to make a cheshbon on nefesh. And what's it all about? What are we supposed to learn from this? So everybody has to think for themselves. But I'll just tell you some of my impressions. Impression number one is that a lot of times we rely too much on our security and our excitement for things in the outside world. Like with us, the excitement that the Bachrim from the yeshiva have come and they bring every year. But your real happiness, your real appreciation comes from your family. Comes from the ones closest to you. Even closer than that, sometimes we rely on our own security from on our family. Our wife, our children, our parents. Where the real security and the real happiness comes deep down inside from ourselves. Even when we're by ourselves, behind closed doors. Lesson number three. Schedules are good, plans are good, structure is good, but sometimes it just doesn't work out. There's a very famous and successful self-help course given here in Eretz Yisrael, Musmach of Esha Torah. And this rabbi, this Rav, so before he became a Ben Torah, he was a professional surfer. In order to be successful in life, sometimes you have to know how to surf. You have to know how to go with the tide and not let the tide wipe you out. And finally, the fourth message is what we've been talking about the whole time. That sometimes you just have to know how to rise above your circumstances. Even when you're all alone and you're not going to have any support system, you have to know how to find that teferes, how to find that beauty, how to find that unconditional fulfillment that you can give yourself. My wife always likes to tell a story about the shiva that she went to last year. A woman who lived to 100 years old. I don't know to what extent even she was Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. One attitude she had that all her children said made her great is that no matter what life threw her, people would badmouth her or there were bad circumstances, she always would say to her children, we can rise above this. We can rise above this is the key to dealing with any situation in life. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu Shalom. He knew that if the Rabbeinu Shalom lives with Klal Yisrael, and there are going to be times where Klal Yisrael misbehave, we're an Amkshe Yarev, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Eish Eichla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel Kanoi V'noikim. He takes revenge. Everything has to fit, and if it's no good, so then we'll get it over the head. But if there's a relationship on a higher level, there's a relationship of Teferis, there's an unconditional love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, we'll take care of the books, but it will happen a little bit at a time, and the love is just going to be unconditional. There's a bris. So then with that, we can survive. Those are my impressions of Purim. Parshas Zachar and Purim of 2020, Tavshin Pei, a year to remember the coronavirus. where this crazy world is going to take us over the next couple of weeks. Is there going to be a rest of the Zman here for the Bachram of packing out already? Is there going to be a Shabbaton at the end of the Zman? What's going to happen with everybody's flights? Are there going to be any flights? Every day is another Meshugana piece of news that you never would have thought existed. We have to learn how to surf. We have to go with the flow. We have to rise above our circumstances. With our regular schedules, without our regular schedules, and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always here for us with his unconditional love. And with that, we'll be zeicha to that gift that Moshe Rabbeinu got for us, Hareini Noes Kivoydecha, that the Kavod Hashem is there with us always, and whatever our circumstances are, whether we're in quarantine, bidud, have our regular circumstances, have our regular structure, have all of our friends with us, if we're just with our family, if we're just by ourselves, whatever it is, we can always raise to great, we can always rise to great heights and great levels, and we should all be zeche in these crazy times to see Mashiach Tzidkenu v'mehera v'yameinu. Have a good Shabbos and besuras tayus.